Wawa, Bill Rosenberg won his bid for a seat at the table in the Algoma Manitoulin provincial election as the Progressive Conservative candidate. This win is a big deal for the area, showing that folks really want strong leadership and a push for community growth, even if the turnout was a bit low. Rosenberg, who has a background in business and public service, has built a reputation that resonates with the people of Algoma Manitoulin. His public service journey began in 2014 when he was elected to the town council in Thessalon. His swift ascent to deputy mayor and then mayor by 2018 highlighted his steadfast commitment to the welfare of the community and economic development. During his campaign, Rosenberg prioritized the issues that matter most to his constituents, such as economic growth, healthcare access, and infrastructure improvements. His aim is to create a nurturing environment for local businesses, acknowledging the hurdles they face and the importance of job creation. This reinforces his dedication to economic health. Healthcare was another key focus of Rosenberg's campaign. He promised to enhance access to essential healthcare services, advocating for residents' rights to quality care. Access to quality healthcare is a fundamental right, and I will work tirelessly to ensure our communities have the resources they need to thrive, he previously stated, demonstrating his deep understanding of the region's healthcare challenges. Infrastructure improvements were also central to Rosenberg's vision for Algoma Manitoulin. He supports significant investments in regional connectivity, which he views as essential for economic success. His alignment with the PC's plan to invest over $200 billion in infrastructure initiatives underscores his commitment to improving the quality of life for all residents. Rosenberg's vision goes beyond just economic and healthcare issues. He understands that community safety and education are crucial for a flourishing society. His platform included initiatives aimed at supporting local schools and enhancing educational opportunities for students. Michael Mantha's defeat as an independent candidate in the election marks a notable point in his political journey. Previously a member of provincial parliament, he chose to run independently to uphold his principles and focus on local issues like healthcare, education, and economic development. Despite his dedication, Mantha struggled against well-established party candidates, lacking the support to mobilize effectively. While his message resonated with some voters, it ultimately couldn't compete with the organized campaigns of his opponents. In an unexpected development on the afternoon of Election Day, Mantha's campaign office received notifications regarding an automated phone call campaign that falsely asserted Mantha's non-participation and claimed that votes cast in his favor would be deemed invalid. He has reported the incident to Elections Ontario. His loss highlights a trend in provincial politics favoring party affiliation over independence. Nonetheless, Mantha's commitment to public service may lead to future opportunities for community engagement or political involvement. As he prepares to take office, Rosenberg's leadership may hold the promise of a brighter future for all residents of Algoma Manitoulin. Elliot Lake today made numerous attempts to contact candidate Rosenberg, however, he was unavailable for comment.